Today is the deadline for TikTok to find a buyer for its U.S. operations. Otherwise, the popular social media platform will have to shut down. You'll remember that President Trump issued that deadline after threatening to ban the app in the U.S. But the day has arrived, and TikTok says it still hasn't heard from the Trump administration on its proposal. Ali Velshi is MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. And Ali, you know, the thing is, TikTok actually has a deal with Oracle and Walmart that it's trying to get through, right?
Yeah, and in fact, on Tuesday, TikTok petitioned a federal appeals court to halt the enforcement of the executive order that Trump signed on August 14th, because it's saying it wants a 30-day extension to finalize the deal with Oracle and Walmart. It hasn't received the extension from the government. In fact, it says the federal government hasn't offered any feedback on the company's efforts to either make this deal or strengthen data security. The Chinese government, because it's owned by ByteDance, a Chinese company, has also not signed off on this deal. There are some judges in D.C. and Pennsylvania that have already blocked Donald Trump's outright ban on TikTok. But he has another executive order that would remove them from the App Store and prohibit U.S. companies from hosting its data beginning today. So that's what the issue is.
So what do you think is going on? Has the president kind of just forgotten about TikTok because it's focused on other things, or is this on purpose?
Yeah, I think the entire Trump infrastructure right now is focused on something else, on the election and the outcome of it. So it seems to have slipped Trump's mind. We haven't had a public appearance other than for Veterans Day, but we haven't heard from the president since Tuesday, and we haven't got any planned appearances. He also hasn't met with the COVID task force. So there are things that are more important than TikTok that are not happening right now. So I think TikTok may get its, you know, may get what it needs just because there's no remedy that's been prescribed by the government. If TikTok doesn't do anything by today, we're not sure what's actually supposed to happen.
You are right. I mean, there's a lot of other things going on, and people might be wondering, well, I don't use TikTok. I don't care about it. On the other hand, it's kind of symbolic of the president's battle with China over the years. And, you know, it's going to play a role in the next administration. Do you think that Joe Biden has any interest in this topic whatsoever?
Well, so cut the topic into two. It's part of Trump's battle with China, and it's part of Trump's battle with social media. And Biden's technology advisor says it's too early to, you know, for Biden to articulate a view on TikTok. But in July, the Biden campaign told its employees, by the way, to delete TikTok from their work and personal devices because of security concerns. So clearly there's something out there that they're worried about as it relates to the security issues from China. During a campaign stop in September, Biden did express some apprehension about TikTok, but we don't know what their policies are going to be on the company and whether they'll follow through on what Donald Trump has threatened.
We've got less than a minute to go, but weigh in on today's weekly unemployment claims, another 709,000 people looking for work.
Yeah, so it's fewer people seeking unemployment insurance, but the weekly jobless claims still remain at about three times the level they were before the coronavirus pandemic. Job growth is slowing. We now have this problem with the resurgence of coronavirus across America, and as a result, we're going to see restaurant closures again, gym closures, things like that. So the relief that we've seen for the last couple of months might start to turn the other direction. The bottom line is we won't solve the employment situation until we solve the coronavirus, and it's getting worse, not better.
It sure is. MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi, thank you as always.
Thanks, Peter.